As of Thursday, the Bethel Fire Department had raised $211,000 towards their $255,000 goal. That means they only need $44,000 more.
I suspect that we'll be, with the way the funds are being raised and the momentum that we build, I suspect that we'll be able to make a purchase here sometime in November.
That's Bethel Fire Chief Bill Howell. He says that means a new fully loaded ambulance could arrive around August or September of 2017. Right now, they are using two ambulances averaging about 15 years old that need more and more repairs. Howell says they are already halfway through this year's maintenance budget for the machines, and that's at a time when calls for service are on the rise. In a trend that's been building for the last 6 or 7 years, Howell says the fire department responded to a record 1,182 calls for service last year and is already closing in on that number again this year.
So right now we're at 1,123 calls. We're probably seeing about 10 to 15% higher overall call volume than this time last year, but we don't know exactly what's causing that at this time.
In 2010, Bethel voted to remove alcohol importation restrictions, but local sales were still restricted through the Bethel City Council's protest. Then in 2015, Bethel had another advisory vote and residents supported legal alcohol sales in town. This year, for the first time in decades, two liquor stores opened up and a restaurant was licensed to sell beer and wine. Howell says with the fundraising goal in sight, they're looking to future needs.
The problems continue. I think that the new ambulance will help resolve a lot of that, but we'll still have a 13-year-old ambulance in our fleet.
Not only that, they have two 36-year-old fire engines, a 50-foot ladder truck and a 1,500-gallon tanker, both manufactured in 1980.
The ladder truck, though, specifically, reached the end of its life. Parts are becoming incredibly difficult to find or completely obsolete. And we're just recently learning that it's no longer functioning as well or at all as it should be. So the ladder is not extending or elevating as it should be.
That means if tall structures catch fire, they won't be able to get firefighters and equipment to upper levels. The new lump donations boosted the fundraising campaign by close to $100,000. $35,000 of that came from Donlin Gold. Tom Buchanan, the Barrick Gold Director of Corporate and Social Responsibility, says it's clear the community wants this, so they stepped forward when the fire department came to them.
This is something the community recognizes a need for. It's a vital resource. Emergency medical services are critical. It could be any of our families at any time that require them.
Another $50,000 came from the Bethel Lions Club, which held a ceremony on Thursday for a donation they made last week. John Cochran is the president of the Winter House that partners with the Lions Club and the Salvation Army to provide winter shelter for the homeless in the community. He says they are glad to help out again.
We were able to support their last ambulance effort with a $65,000 donation. It was really nice to be able to come up with another $50,000 to help them out this time around.
Howell says they expect to start applying for grants in the near future to replace their other ambulance and their ladder truck. In Bethel, I'm Charles Enoch.